Thank you, Roger. I was just curious about your comments earlier about the whole Obama-McCain situation. I was just wondering why you omitted Obama's retort letter to McCain, which basically said, "What the hell are you talking about?" in policy speak, and also the fact that McCain and Obama have made amends on this whole altercation.
Well, I don't know whether they made amends. I was looking at the hardball last night, and I guess Chris Matthews was going into this whole thing, and McCain said that he was moving on. I don't know whether that means they've made amends. Here's the crux of the thing. Obama, at the instance of Harry Reid, instead of going bipartisan with McCain's thing, wanted to come up and support the Democrat proposal, which is a 9-member Congressional Ethics Commission, which would have the authority to keep this on the front page of the New York Times until at least Election Day on the culture of corruption charges against Republicans only. McCain said, look, this thing is broader than that, covers both parties, needs to be attacked on a systemic basis, and we've got to work on a bipartisan basis to do it. Obama had promised him he would do it. He went back on his promise, and as far as I'm concerned, let's get back to the thrust of my comment. What this shows us is how Democrats treat African Americans who happen to be office holders in their party. They toe the party line. They get yanked back into line. They get, they get put back on the plantation, Jason.
I'd have to object to that, quite honestly. I mean, granted, Obama's a Democrat, and he's going to side more with the Democrat party line than the Republican line. But if you look at his voting
record, that's not what happened. No, Jason, don't mischaracterize it. What happened was, after promising to do a bipartisan effort on ethics, he was yanked back by Harry Reid to the purely partisan position, Democrats only, we're going to define ethics, we're going to make it a campaign issue, and he yanked himself back to that partisan position after promising a bipartisan approach with McCain. McCain called him on it, and that's the fact.